That's who we are. Sit down first. I never finish. Somebody needs to hear this. When you come to this place, where do you think God has taken you to? You have come here for your eye to open. And your eye can never open by falling under anointing. Therefore, I will not specialize in making you fall down under anointing. Hallelujah. Your eye will only open when that door that close your eye, the key is applied. And it is open. You have been reading Matthew 28 verse 19. But did it occur to you the day it first quickened to you? Did it not say, what is this? How many people felt like that? How many? Everyone, because you were baptized in your denomination before now. You were baptized in your denomination now. Suddenly you discover, what is this? And people come here. That is the reason why here our approach is different. What we aim to do here is to establish a relationship between you and God. When you do that, nobody will mess up your faith again. We try by all means to let you know that this Jesus is real. Where is that young girl, Sister Peace? The one I call Peaceful Peace. Is she here? She's not there here today. She say she come here from another intermessage church where they are brought up. Completely have no revelation of the move of the Spirit. And she comes, she sees people manifesting, falling under anointing. The Holy Ghost come upon the people. And then she's sitting and say, What is this? This is about seeking for notice. They want people to and she grew up inside intermessage church. And then she's wondering, What is this? Well, let her come again. And she came again and she was busy complaining. What is this? Which one is this? That because of the way they were brought up. And she said she sat down near a particular sister that traveled from Ilorin to come here for a program. The sister was hearing her complaining. The sister was telling her, don't talk like that. Me too, I used to think the way you were thinking. Oh. Now for Ilorin, I have come until God confirmed to me. Say, God, did they hear? Oh. She said, I beg. Pastor said, stand up, let us pray. She said, smart and the thing. She said, waiting for child. She look again. All these funny people, somebody don't touch me. Said the next thing, she did not know what happened. She saw herself waking up from the floor here. From that day, she surrendered. From that day, her Christian life changed. From that day, she said, so this thing is real. From that day, praise the Lord. She not go to her church again. Hallelujah. From that day, she began to study the Bible again, and the Bible began to be fresh. The key was applied, and the eye was open. Even now. Sorry, where is the sister from White Sand? I saw you this evening. Where is the sister that came from White Sand? Where are you? Oh, okay, that's it. Okay. Now, you didn't know about this ministry at all. And she's a minister of God. And something was happening to her ministry she didn't understand. And she was praying, Lord, what is happening? And instead, when God will answer you, what did he tell you? What did you hear?
First time he told me, I need an apostle or a prophet that will speak into my life. Uh-huh. And I continue praying because I don't know who is that prophet or a apostle that will speak into my life because of the era we are in now. And as I continue to pray, and then on the faithful day in the afternoon, I have the word bride. Huh? So I was like, bride, I'm a bride now, woman now, as a bride now. But I continue praying that I didn't really know what God is saying. And until after some days, the second name appeared and the line was full, was completed. It said, Bride Assembly. Hey. So I said, I've been in Lagos since 2006, 2005, 2006. I don't know whether it's the name of a person, because already I had, the Lord said I should look for an apostle or a prophet. But I was like, I don't know whether it's the name of a person or a church or a ministry. I don't know. But I just continued praying until 2 or 3 days. I shared it with my husband. And my husband said he has a friend years back where we are living formerly before Atikotu. He said his friend said he used to worship at Bride Assembly. But is at Ijesha side. I said, what would take me to Ijesha? I've never been to that area. So along the line, I met a friend, and she gave me somebody's number, a sister in this place, Sister Grace. And that's what brought me here.
Clap your hands, the church. Now, what do you think God called her that she should come to this place for? What was she coming here for? She was coming for her eyes to be open. So that she can do her ministry in line with the word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. She was not sick. She was not having, she has children. It was concerning the matter of her ministry. And God did not tell her, go to Reverend Father. Praise the Lord. God was specific, go to Bride. And by now, I know by now you know why you came here. Because the first thing we did was to give her one your pastor tract. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What we have here is something that will open your eye to see how to relate with God in this age. And once you get connected to this message that God has sent to us in this age, in His proper understanding, because even within the same following, Satan has messed it up. But nobody, he said, that when the enemy rises like a flood, the Spirit of God will do what? I believe this is one of the standards, this church, this ministry, that God is raising to uphold this entire message again in this age. Hallelujah. So you are not here by accident. You are part of this bride of Christ. Amen. I am looking forward to a time when we come for vigil like this. Amen. We will not sit down here and wait for somebody to say, stand up and let us pray. And then they are leading us first reading, second reading, third reading, like the denomination. And the people are sitting down. Where the man of God now? Oh, where the prophet now? Where the prophet now? Oh, where are they now? No, I am looking forward to, and God will always give you your heart desire concerning ministry. Those who are looking for money as the reason why they go into ministry, money nyafu nyafu. And me, I'm looking for souls. God will give me souls, nyafu, nyafu. It is what your heart is looking for God will give you when you come into the ministry. Listen, a time is going to come that as you enter, you sit down here. For hours, you will not hear in Jesus' name. Everybody is in the spirit. Everybody will be in the spirit. Communicating with God. Communicating with God. Everybody will just be. You just enter in that atmosphere. Any sickness that enter, it will just disappear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am looking forward to a ministry like that. Then, I will say, this is a restored church. The restored ministry is total restoration of what the enemy has destroyed. In the church of Jesus Christ that started, sinner could not come and stand in the church. Sinner. Ananias and Sapphira came and gave Haranji prophecy. Lilai prophecy. It's not Peter that killed them, oh, the Holy Ghost struck them. They packed their dead body. The Bible says, fear came upon the church. If you commit anything, don't go near that church. Sinners could not join them anyhow. That same church. Is it that same church that we are seeing today? Where all manner of things are happening. Pastor, get girlfriend, they sit down for church. They look each other, praise the Lord. We are all going to heaven. The girlfriend will say, right on, Pastor. That's the church. Anyhow, people leave anyhow and they come and they are falling under anointing. Take it! It's a mystery. So much until Apostle Paul said, it is the mystery of iniquity. Apostle Paul said, at that time he said, Christ will not come until this thing we are preaching. People will leave it first. Until there come a falling away. To fall away from the faith of the apostolic faith. But God will always raise a standard. And in this age, we have a standard. Hallelujah. They destroy the character of Christ. That is our destiny. Romans 8:29 says, for whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. Our destiny is to be conformed into the image of Jesus Christ. That is the image that was lost in the Garden of Eden. When man was created, let us create man in our image and in our likeness. Tell me anything now that is in the likeness of God you see among human beings. Satan took over. And what we see now is the image of Satan and his likeness. God raised a man. Brought a man by the name of Jesus Christ. And Apostle Paul called him the image of the invisible God. That image that was lost, Adam lost it. The Bible referred to Jesus as the last Adam. God restored that image and wave him up for us. Hallelujah. And he can shout and say, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. What is your destiny? Your destiny, therefore, is to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. When you are conformed to that image, you are conformed to the image that God created in the Garden of Eden. And that is where the restoration begins. It begins with forming the image of Christ again. You say you are a Christian, that means you have the Spirit of Christ in you. For Romans 8 verse 9 says, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. And there is the fruit of the Spirit. And that's why he said, by their fruit you will know them. That is, the life we live confirms which spirit is in you. Christ will not fornicate. Christ will not lie. Christ will not cheat. Christ will not slander somebody behind him. Gossip. Christ was full of compassion. Christ was full of love. Christ did not want his enemy to die. He said, forgive them, Lord, for they don't know what they are doing. You, your own, the best prayer point is fall down, die prayer. It's not the spirit of Christ. Lie. The spirit that is in you, if it is the spirit of Christ, there is forgiveness. There is love even for our enemies. Oh, check yourself. That's why Apostle Paul, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, he said, examine yourself if you be in the faith. Jude said, let us contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. And it is not only doctrine, it includes character. Include character. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No, examine yourself now. Examine yourself now whether you're a Christian now. And Christ is coming for his own. And you're living that filthy life. And you say, if he comes today, I will go with him. You lie so dare, you even lie to yourself. You know the estate you live. You know by this Bible standard. He says, see the people that will not inherit the kingdom. And he mentioned fornicators, effeminate, homosexuals, lesbians. All of them are there. Drunkards, all are there. And you are guilty of all this. And you are deceiving yourself. Because your pastor, the serpent, that preacher serpent, is preaching to Eve again. He's saying it doesn't matter. No. Sister, you can wear your trousers. It doesn't matter. And you are saying, that is my pastor. Even now, maybe there's somebody that is pricked in the heart. Even now, we can baptize you. Make no delay. Here in our place, he has shown us the way. Here in our midst, he is standing today. Tenderly say, ye come.
Joyful
we come meet in thee.
From sea,
our hearts are pure and we shall go there. And we shall God, Savior, we be. Nobody will understand except their eyes are open why you are living the life you live as a Christian. So don't bother about what people will say concerning you. You have only one master to please. He's the owner of your soul. Like a wife lives her life to please the husband. That is how the church is to Christ. The world will never understand. They will condemn you for the way you dress. They will condemn you because you are not following them to live their righteous lifestyle. Hallelujah. They will even let you know that you are a poor man today because of the life you are living. Amen. And so many of us are risking our lives listening to such sermons. A man's life does not consist of the abundance of things that he owns here. Our treasures are not to be laid here. Our treasures are to be laid where? Above. It's difficult to preach this type of gospel. This is not what people want to hear. Did you see anybody from what I'm saying come and sow here? Oh, no. There's nothing in that one. I bet this one finish talking now. I bet this one finish. No, but this one, I come to pray now. I'm waiting this man to talk. You see yourself now? I'm trying to tell you the key. I'm giving you the key. You can't catch it. And I'm not telling you to come and sow. I'm only trying to tell you the kind of sermon that excites people. If I was standing here and tell you that before tomorrow morning, all your enemies will die. They will run from the back. Amen. Die. and so and go back. All the places you sow for your enemy to die, be sincere. Did anybody die? And for your information, wicked people know they die in time. Because their master preserves them so that he will use them to do more evil. So they know they die in time. They know they die. Wicked people, they live very long. So you're wasting your time. Die, die. I only pray, Lord, take them out of my way. Now he knows, he go take them out. If you go kill them, he go kill them. If you go paralyze them, he go paralyze them. Praise the Lord. What I'm telling you now is the key to the kingdom. You will fast less for your prayers to be answered. You will sleep, you will have peace. You will have reason to challenge Satan. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, now I told you, I said 2 years ago or so, I said I was in a hotel room. I went for a program in Paris. I finished that evening program. I came to my hotel room. I was lying there sleeping, and the Holy Ghost woke me up the way he does when there is danger around. And I opened my eyes, as tired as I was. And I saw a man walking towards me. And as he opened my look at him, he took back and stood. I was still lying down there. If it is somebody, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire. No. I said, listen to me. I was pontificating, I was talking to him. This did not be vision, no. It was real. Of course, it was a spirit, but God caused me to see him. Not in a vision, not in a dream. He woke me up to see it. And I've seen such several times before. And then he said, I told him, don't you come here, don't you know who is here? I asked him, I said, as you enter this room, did you see me lying down with a woman? Or did I come here in the program I went and I was pulling for money, ask them to bring money for anything to me? Or did I come to sell something to them? So what gives you the confidence now? You hear I'm around, you are coming to attack me. Come on, get out of this room. Yeah. It disappeared. Hallelujah. Listen, church. You must live a life that you will have something to use as reason to challenge a demon. Jesus screamed, he said, the prince of this world cometh, but you will find nothing in me. The Bible describes Satan as the accuser of the brethren. As long as he has something to accuse you, no prayer you ever pray that will drive him away. In Zechariah chapter 3, that high priest Joshua, the demon that stood by him when the angel came to bless Joshua, the demon stood, the angel cast out that spirit with every anointing that an angel has. The demon stood and looked at. And the angel, who knows what true deliverance is, he didn't say Holy Ghost fire. He stopped looking at the angel, at the demon, and looked at Joshua. Why would this angel? For this angel to come, even the number of times I've done this deliverance, still coming. Let's forget the problem. Let's face you. And as he looked carefully, he saw a high priest with a tattered garment. He did not face the demon. He faced Joshua and commanded a change of raiment. Somebody here, you need a change of raiment. You need a change of lifestyle. You need a change of character. You need a change of the way you relate with God. And that demon will stop coming. Praise the Lord. There are different reasons why that demon will continue to come. We overcome the accuser of the brethren, the Bible says, by the blood of the Lamb. The blood of Jesus Christ is the secret place of the Most High. The blood of Jesus Christ is the price for our redemption. The blood of Jesus Christ is a blood that speaketh upon the throne of grace and speaketh even in the camp of enemy. And he speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. It's a better covenant. The blood of Jesus Christ was used to seal a covenant between man and God. Which other covenant can work again? He made all other covenants, including the covenant that he, God, had with his own children. This new covenant, he made all other covenants old. And he said they are old and they are waxed and they are decayed. And now we are under a new covenant. And it is the highest covenant on earth. How can you be under that covenant and an ancestral covenant will be working against you? And God was ministering that to me. Is it Thursday night? Friday, Wednesday or Thursday night? The young girl that I did deliverance here for. That was rushed. The demon tormented her, wanted to turn her to an imbecile. Tormented her, and they had to bring her here during the women program. They brought her here, Pastor Zoe. We handled that together with you. And they brought her, Sister Juliet. Sister Juliet here, she's not here today. And then Sister Juliet came crying, and she came to me, she was crying. And I said they should take her to the powerhouse. I was on my way home. And then we came back, they said her condition has not changed. And she was there like that. And she was dumb, and she was everything. She could not hear, she could not talk, she could not even see. She was just there like that. And they prayed. I said they should bring her to my office. They brought her to my office. I started doing a deliverance on her. Just then they were waiting for me to take over at the altar, the women program. I left her there, I ran here. Handed over the place to Jayola. I went back there. They took her back to the powerhouse. Everybody, they did everything from morning till that midnight. And then we said, okay, bring her to the altar here. Here we started praying again. And the thing refused to go. And I was telling the Lord. I said, Lord, we have prayed all until they brought it to me. If they brought this case to me, I am the pastor and doesn't go, where do you want us to take her to? And suddenly the Lord ministered to me that they should take her for water baptism. And I called Ambrose. You are among them. Four ministers. I called them. I said, please, it's night. Pastor Zoe went to check if there was water. He came to me and said, there's water. I said, take her. This is the instruction I received. Just take her to the water and say like this, talk like this, and put her in the water and baptize her. As soon as they put her inside the water and brought her out, the demon left. She became okay. Now, left to me, amen. I will not begin to go and turn our baptismal pool to the pool of Bethesda. They begin to carry that water and sell to you. If you want to be healed, that's the pool of Bethesda. You see what this water can do? You see that? Do you know that there are pastors that advertise handkerchief, advertise prayer shawl, advertise t-shirt, advertise picture, advertise sticker, advertise apple, advertise, waiting again, water, advertise oil, and advertise, and then they sell them. They advertise handkerchief, they advertise oil. I am advertising the Lord Jesus Christ to somebody here. Hallelujah. Test and see that the Lord is good. Test for your mouth. Test it and see that the Lord is good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He cannot fail. He does not disappoint those who put their trust in Him. I have tried it and I have confirmed that He is dependable, that He is reliable, that He is faithful. He is very faithful. He will not let us be put to shame because we trust in Him. Hallelujah. The problem is us, not Him. The problem is we have not positioned ourselves for Him to deal with us. Even now, I'm advertising that Jesus again. I don't know how many people are here. You are struggling and struggling. You want to acquire earthly things to the detriment of your soul. No, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. There's something about the revelation of Jesus. Like I spoke last week, there's something about it. There is a reward in serving him. I shared the testimony with some ministers in my office this evening. I said, when you are sure God has called you into the ministry, I said, don't hesitate. Don't begin to think of what you will eat. Don't begin to think of your family. Hallelujah. He is the best employer of labor. He will never forsake you as long as you are faithful. But he will test you first. He will test you to see whether you have counted the cost before you begin to say, God call me. You will suffer to see whether you change your mind. Amen. Hallelujah. Expect it. I'm telling you something that must come to pass if it's a genuine call. And so many of us, impatience disturbs us. And so many of us who want now. Let me announce to you, when you come to Christ, our reward is more there than here. Here is just to be a little bit comfortable here. But the real reward is there. For the joy that was set before him, there was something he saw that Jesus Christ refused to be made a king. Because there is a better kingship that is coming over there. So he walked towards it. And because he obeyed, see his reward, he is given a name that is above every name. That the mention of his name, every knee bows. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You just do what God calls you to do. And he knows how to set things in order. You are looking, Abraham said they look for a city. There's a revelation that he saw. A city with foundation. Whose builder and maker is who? You know, no man has architectural design. What God showed him. Therefore, he lived here as a pilgrim. He lived ready to move at any time. Anytime, ready to move. That's why we sing, there is a country far beyond the starry sky. There is a city where there never comes a night. If we are faithful, we shall go there by and by. Oh, it's a city where the land is the land.
Hallelujah.
Oh, it's a city where the land is the land.
Is the land.
The city where there cometh no night.
Our mansion.
Our mansion over there. And when free from all again, I am going where the Lamb
is.
This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels speak of me from heaven's abode, and I can. Be like,
oh, this world, oh Lord,
oh Lord, you know,
I am a friend, heaven is not my home,
heaven is not
my home,
oh yes, Lord,
oh angels pray for me,
angels pray for me,
from heaven's
home, and I can be like, oh, just over in the glory land.
In glory land.
We live eternally. That says on every hand.
I
shouting victory.
The
song of sweetest praise. Bring back from heaven, shout. And I can be at home
in this world.
Praise the Lord. How many people now, your heart has been pricked? Hallelujah. This whole world can never hold me. Any moment
I'll be gone.
He said, for I've made my consecration, and I have my wedding garment. It's purity, the righteousness of the saints. Even now, I don't know if there's anybody here. You want to be baptized now. You have made up your mind. Come now, we shall go now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. How many more? Are you even sure, triumphant? Are you in the Savior's bride?
Come and be
baptized into the body.
And forever
more. Though these people may not learn it be the boast of worldly fame, they have all received that baptized in Jesus' name. And I tell him now from far out, his
voice is yet the same.
Oh, I'm so glad that I can say
I'm one of them.
Oh, one of them.
Oh, one of them.
One of them.
I am one of them.
One of them.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
I am one of them.
That's who I am.
I am one of them. I'm so glad.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
One of them.
One of them.
Oh,
I am one of them.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that Pentecost which blessed
them, made them flee.
In this morning now we
live. Oh, glory to his name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them.
Oh, one of them. I am one of them.
One of them.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Hallelujah. And God will confirm that what we preach here is the truth in the name of Jesus Christ. It's true that every Tuesday we have our program here where we baptize the people. But somehow last week and this week again, the Holy Ghost is leading us to still talk about it. Maybe because some of you may not be chance to come here on Tuesday. And who can tell? Do we know what can happen tomorrow? That's why when it comes to the things of salvation, you don't procrastinate. The first thing you do is clean up yourself. Water baptism is the first work of grace, justification. As you enter that water and come out, every sin you have ever committed is washed away till that day. And you stand before God as if you have never sinned before. See? You stand as if you have never sinned before. And there can be no condemnation again for you. Hallelujah. Even today, as you enter that water and come out, somebody will receive the Holy Ghost. Somebody here, as you enter that water and come out, amen, something will happen in your life that your Christianity will begin to be sweet and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter every day, every day, every day. Oh, Father, I present them unto you, Lord. I spoke, they have heard, and they have responded. Lord, respond also from above in the name of Jesus Christ. Let something happen that will bring them closer to you, Lord. Let your hand come upon them, Father. And I decree as a servant of God, in the ministry of restoration, every problem that follows you inside that water, it will not follow you out in the name of Jesus. Any evil covering they used to cover you, as you enter that water and come out, that covering will disappear in the name of Jesus. Heaven will open. I say heaven will open in Jesus' name.
Our Father in heaven, we glorify your name. We bow down before thee. Our Father in heaven, we glorify your name. We bow down before you. Your name is Ancient of the Days. You are greater than the greatest. You are higher than the highest. You are the supreme deity of all deities. Our Father who art in heaven, we glorify your name. We bow down before you because of who you are. I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who Lord, I worship you.